This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Pope Francis has arrived in Baghdad for a four-day trip to Iraq, worrying health experts who point to rising coronavirus infections there. Francis rolled down the window of his car to wave at some of the hundreds of people who gathered to greet him as his motorcade rolled through Baghdad. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma is overseas.
The visit has raised alarm among public health experts who fear large crowds will inevitably gather to see the Pope. Iraq is confronting a worsening coronavirus outbreak driven by a more infectious strain than first appeared in Britain.
The Vatican is defending the trip, saying it's enforcing social distancing and other health measures. But many in the airport and along the motorcade route were packed together and not wearing masks. Most Americans will still get a $1,400 direct payment from President Biden's COVID relief bill, but Democrats have tweaked the bill a little bit to make sure the Senate will pass it, which it is expected to do, but not without some pushback, says our Sagar Magani.
Republicans argue the bill's too big, with too much money for non-virus-related provisions.
The table of contents for this act is as follows.
And before letting the debate start, they demanded Senate clerks read the entire bill aloud.
Section 98-19.
It's more than 600 pages long.
And then early this morning,
the Senate has adjourned until 9 a.m. this morning.
The Senate plans to begin voting around midday on a mountain of amendments. We're waiting for the February unemployment report. It's expected to show an increase in hiring. A pair of astronauts has been floating outside the International Space Station to get it ready for new solar panels. This is AP News. Older Americans have priority in getting COVID-19 shots, but many are being left behind. AP correspondent Jennifer King has this report on what's happening with some of them and how they're handling it.
Jean Andrade, an 88-year-old who lives alone in Portland, Oregon, thought a caseworker would contact her about getting a vaccine. She eventually asked a helper who comes by 4 hours a week to try and snag her an appointment. Some communities are partnering with charities like Meals on Wheels or developing outreach through local churches. Mary Wade is a resident of Washington, D.C.
Really, they let us fall through the cracks.
James Stowe is the director of aging services for an association of governments in the Kansas City area. He says the vaccine rollout there has favored healthier seniors who are able to jump in their car at a moment's notice and drive for 2 hours to make an appointment. Missouri's Republican Governor Mike Parson said things will get better.
We're getting more vaccine in the state, which helps all the way around.
I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.